Luke 12. We finally are finished light. Chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do, but I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. The idea of what's spoken in closets has to do with it's your thought process. It's what you speak to yourself, what's speaked in the inner being shall be proclaimed upon housetops. Now, we sort of ended last week by talking about a piece of steel wool. And that steel wool is our, an analogy for the, are you here, Gary?
I have a real hard time.
What's going on?
I got a terrible lump in my back of pain. I don't know what to do about it.
What?
It's a big knot.
Where is it? Near the spinal cord, or?
It's just right behind my heart, just on the other side. I've had a pain that's intense.
Is there a lump on your back that you can feel?
I can't feel back there. It feels like a little bit of a lump. But
can have look at it real quick, would you, see if there's a lump. If there's not a lump, you'll need to go to the doctor right away.
Yeah, I think so. I don't feel a lump.
Down lower, right here.
Right here?
No, that's something you need to go see the doctor.
Yeah, I would right away, Gary. You need, just in case it has something to do with your heart. It's right behind your heart. You know,
I can't hear something.
Yeah, yeah. You need to.
There's a problem here. You want me to take it?
No, I do.
Okay.
I told you.
All right.
Well, I don't have a phone.
Let us know what happens. It's the same word for closets that we've studied before, is that other, the innermost chamber of your being, which is the Holy of Holies. But here it just means what you've spoken to yourself, what your thoughts are, shall be proclaimed on the housetops. Now that's kind of scary.
Yeah, but nobody wants to hear my thoughts.
You know, just but I started. I'm sorry, I got Gary. I lost the place I was in my mind. The idea of the your brain, the neuron paths look like a steel wall that's also been totally corrupted by a bunch of spaghetti. I mean, so it's like it can't be cleaned, it can't be fixed, it can't be. It's just. You know, we started out about it. We talked about what you really remember. You know, how you finally began to know what a word was, and you learned a word, and then you learned to tie your shoes, and you learned to button a button, and slowly but surely, these nerve paths. And then the more you did something, the more familiar it became and the more automatic it became. And so the nerve paths were dominant, if you will. But just think of the thousands and millions and maybe billions of paths that your neurons have taken in your entire lifetime. And that's just, it's a miasma. It's a mess, in other words. Miasma is that swampy gas? Yeah, anyway, I don't know where miasma came from.
It's the bad plasma.
Huh?
Bad plasma. Miasma, plasma. Or plasma.
They have nothing to do with each other.
Right. Probably figuring that.
All right. So that's why the idea of emptiness is so attractive, if you can do it. The idea that you would empty, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, empty, so that as those nerve paths are ignored, then the dominant nerve path becomes the communication with the Father. I mean, it's as simple as that. Unfortunately, nobody believes that. Well, they might believe it, but you 5 seconds later, even 31 minute late, one second later, you're messing around with your hands doing something. Pick of your nose. All right. Let's look at this what we can do with this closet, this inner being. We've looked at it a bunch, but I want to. Let's go to Psalm 17. Well, let's start verse 1. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal or just. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress concerning the works of men. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, that the wicked one that oppresses me from my deadly enemies who surround me about. But anyway, hide me under the shadow of thy wings is the secret of that place under the wings of the cherubim. Then go to Psalm 27. Verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple or to pray or ask or whatever. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Again, that's the access we have into the Holy of Holies, where the first source of all things. I don't know why we ever leave it, but anyway, that's another story. Psalm 31. Starting verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee, before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of man thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Holy of Holies, the secret place, the pavilion, the closet. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. In the secret place of the Most High. Let's go to 1 Peter. I think. Remember, well, let's go, let's just read a verse. Verse 11, one verse. If any man speak,
chapter?
Oh, I'm sorry, chapter 4, verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 4. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. All it's assuming, all it's saying is stay in the holy place. Stay in that secret pavilion. It should be the rare thing that you leave it. How do you get there? The same way everything else, by only and exclusively by repentance. But you have to want to be there. Otherwise, you'll never find it. I don't feel like talking anymore without Gary here. Let's pray for him and then, or be in prayer for him and then. All right. Anybody have any comments? Take it, big guy.